K-E-8-W-U-O, statewide 1.
F-A-E-T-Q, and you went on statewide 1?
K-E-8-W-U-O, I'm picking you up. I believe that was Darren.
Yes, that is.
Gotcha, yeah. You are coming in quite well.
In Oakland County now, and I'm going to try to pull over shortly and see if I can get WinLink working.
Gotcha. If you want to test it to my WinLink, I can check it via telemat. I'll be standing by. You just send it to my call sign, K-E-8-W-U-O.
I need to drive about like 5 miles more north to make sure that I'm close enough.
Copy that. Well, good luck. Hopefully it all works out.
Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Go, Quebec. I was trying some WinLink, and I can hear a computer noise on my side, but I cannot hear computer noise coming from the other side. Does anyone have any suggestions?
Hey, Darren, K-E-8-W-U-O. I'm not sure if you were looking for me, but I don't have much experience with the VHF, UHF side, so I'm not 100% sure what's happening for you. I would probably check your receive and transmit frequencies, you know, all the kind of usual things, but I think John AD8OD would be probably one of your best options, and also Riley KE8, and I forget his call sign, but yeah, you might try that WinLink section in the group chat. That might be a good place to get some help. I saw you posted in there, but I didn't reply because I don't really, you know, I'm kind of the blind leading the blind.
Okay, thank you.
KE8WOJ, this is a new radio on statewide 1.
WOJ, you are coming in crystal clear.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I just got it yesterday at Amazon, 168, their handheld with DMR. And it seemed like, well, there's only 2 watts difference, or 1 or 2 watts difference between the 878 and this radio. And I can't hit the repeater anymore. You have to go through the node all the time.
Oh, no. It's weird how just a few watts will make that difference. But I have a hunch as the leaves fall, you'll start getting in there, hopefully. This is K-E-8-W-U-O. Just wanted to double check that you put your DMR ID in there, because I don't think, unless you have a DMR ID that starts in the 100s, it doesn't look like you have the right radio ID, but not that I really care. But just food for thought.
Well, thanks, I'll check it. I'm sure as I did, though, there was a place for the radio ID and then the master ID, and they made them both the same, 3198405. It should be working, but I will check it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're coming in at like 101.3997 right now for whatever reason. Normally when I hear you, I think I normally get your call sign and all that, but I'm not seeing it today. But that's the fun of getting a new radio. So happy fiddling. K-E-8-W-U-O.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I appreciate you telling me that. As earlier, for whatever reason, whether it's the radio or the node there, I have to kind of ker-chunk once in a while. It doesn't lose the connection, but I get a feeling there's something going on, and not hear anything. I do a ker-chunk, and there's a conversation going on there, kind of thing, you know. And the manual I got with the node said, you might have to do that every once in a while, and I kind of hate doing that. But anyway, I did that a little bit earlier, and I saw my ID and stuff all pop up there, so I got to try something that's not quite right, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You might have it right in your radio, but the node's messing it up or something. Hard to say. I'm not an expert by any means on DMR or not. But yeah, good luck.
Yeah, me either. DMR and the nodes are something I'm kind of new at. I've only had the node for about 2 months, and DMR radios for just a couple, well, I got three DMR radios. I had that 878 for a long time and couldn't get it working. And then once I got it working, I got all excited for DMR and I bought the 578 Anytone mobile tri-band with DMR. And then I like that kind of a lot. I wanted another handheld, so I bought this D168. So. I got three DMR radios, and I still haven't conquered DMR yet, but I'm learning. Getting there anyway. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. No worries. And you're way farther ahead than I am, so kudos to you. Hopefully I can catch up one of these days.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of things on assumption, you know, and you know what happens with you. You do things on assumptions. Yeah, the mother of all mistakes. Anyway, I assumed it would be a piece of cake to go DMR radio to radio, but apparently it's not. I guess you'd have to create a talk group kind of thing. I mean, apparently they just can't go radio to radio. You got to create a talk group to get there, and then one's got to transmit on one slot, the other one's got to transmit on the other slot, so it's kind of weird. I've been playing with crossband repeat networks fine. It's easy to set up, but it's supposed to do cross-mode repeat, and I couldn't get that to work yet, so I got to fiddle with that today.
Heck yeah. As Tom always says, that's what ham radio is all about, is messing around and figuring it out. So, yeah, good luck. And maybe one of these days I'll have you show me all the fun things you've learned, because that is a big job. So I do wish you the best of luck. And Don't overdo it. Take a break sometimes. Slow down.
Yeah, you're right. I was up quite late last night on All-Star talking about the fellow in the United Kingdom there. I bet we had a two-hour queue, so nobody else was using the system there. It was kind of a thing. And then they get right up and start dealing. But, you know, I get all anxious, you know, I'm frustrated trying to figure this stuff out and all this. And then once you conquer it kind of thing and get it working, it's kind of a letdown. You're kind of like, well, now what am I going to do, you know? I guess, but it's fun stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It seems like with this hobby, there's always something you're trying to figure out, and you're always right on the cusp of getting it. And then you do, and you might get a day or two of reprieve and celebration, and then you're on to the next problem. but it's a fun hobby. It gives you a lot of head scratching. So that's why I don't have any hair anymore.
Yeah, me too. But it's all on my face and my chin.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I have the same problem. It's all in the beard, and I got these long eyebrows that sometimes grow into my eyes. I don't know. It's all turning gray now. It's awful.
Yeah, mine was all gray a while ago, a long while ago. Now it's all white. It's kind of funny because around this time of year, kids see me in stores and I can hear them asking their mom, "Mommy, was that Santa Claus?"
Too funny. Yeah, I'm not far away from that. I got a desk job here, and I'm definitely seeming to be putting on some weight lately. So that'll go with the silver beard before long, and I'll have to volunteer at the malls to take pictures. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I like kids and I like Christmas, but I could never do that. Oh, man. Having them climbing up and down your lap all day long. Complaining and whining. Some of them complaining and whining and wanting this and wanting that. And, that guy definitely earns his money.
Yeah, I agree. There's no way I could do that. No, I was just joking. That's a tough job. For sure. Not something I could see myself doing, but we have a family member that always dresses up as Santa for the nephews and nieces and everybody's kids at our family parties, and I wouldn't doubt before long they asked me to do it, and I've never wanted to, and I still don't want to, so hopefully that never happens.
Yeah, we never had that in the family there. I think, I'm not sure any of them could have got away with it where the kids wouldn't have recognized them.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they don't, you know, I think as the kids get older, they know, you know, but then they also tell, you know, like, I have an older nephew, Murphy, who is wise enough, and his mom, my sister, tells him to not tell his brother, who's younger and still is enthralled in Santa Claus, and so he hasn't quite figured it out yet, but they do figure it out pretty quick. They are smarter than they look.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid, on Christmas Eve, we had one family or the other. We used to go to both that night. And they started having on the news in the evening, you know, these little breaking stories. You know, instead of commercials, you'd have these little breaking. Santa Claus was seen on radar, and he's over Canada, and he's on his way here and all that. We get all excited. And then for that dreadful day when you got older and you figured out, aha, they were been fooling me all this time.
Next, they're going to try to tell me that the Easter Bunny is fake, too.
Yeah, right. He's still with me.
Yeah, good times. Oh, kids are so gullible. I love it. They're fun. Hopefully they're not listening. Uh-oh.
Yeah, right. You know, another thing I love about this DMR and All-Star stuff, this digital stuff, the last couple of months, I've got to talk to people all around the world, kind of thing, you know, and I come to realize right away that all these things I imagined or whatever, and talking to people all over, it turns out we're all exactly the same. Yeah, okay. Kind of the same worries and the same problems kind of thing, and the same things kind of going on, and we just live in different locations, that's all.
Yeah, it is weird. It's something that has always surprised me is, you know, you look at the expressway or, you know, all these busy roads, and it's like, man, these are all people living their lives just like I am, and they all have their own nuances and problems, and some people have it better than others. Some people just have the worst of luck, and some people just skate by, and it's always curious how that works. But yeah, that is true. It's surprising, and it's kind of cool with the ham radio, you know, even this DMR, you know, statewide thing. It's really cool to reach out to people all over the state and, you know, talk about ham radio and just meet cool people and have you know, genuine conversations. It's the kind of stuff that doesn't really happen anymore. You know, it's most people are kind of introverts and they're kind of focused on themselves, and which rightfully so. I mean, there's a lot to focus on. There's a lot going on in everybody's life, and so it's good. You know, ham radio is cool in that way, that it's kind of rewarding, and it brings people closer together, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've never left North America there. I traveled around the U.S. here and in Canada and Alaska, but never across the pond either, in either direction kind of thing. It's nice because the ham radio gives me a chance to talk to people all over the rest of the globe kind of thing, different cultures and all that. It's just, it surprised me how they all have the same exact things going on, you know, family troubles or, you know, this or that or the other kind of thing. It's a nifty little tool. I'm glad I finally found it. Wish I had done it a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I agree. It's been very rewarding for me, and I've met a lot of really cool people, and done a lot of really cool things. I did my first net for ARPSC last night, and that was a lot more fun than I expected. So I had a blast with that. It ended relatively interestingly, but for the most part, it was awesome, a lot of fun, and yeah, I don't know, definitely doing things I never would have thought I'd be doing, and it's cool to, you know, ham radio got me doing a little bit of volunteer public safety stuff, and that's been a lot of fun. We did the Woodward Dream Cruise, and it's just kind of fun to go out and see people and touch grass, you know, as they say, and interact with different people. And I love the hobby. It has been, you know, I've been a very active diver, and that's kind of always been my focus these last 5 years, 6 years. And ham radio is slowly pushing scuba into the secondary position, which is, I accidentally unkeyed, but I was going to say it was kind of a surprise for me. But I'll pass it back over to you.
Yeah, the net, you know, I heard you guys talking about the net, and I went looking for that last night, and I couldn't find it. Where was it, and what time was it?
So it's at 7 o'clock every Thursday of the month, except for normally it's not on the third Thursday, because that's when our in-person meeting is. However, you know, obviously yesterday was the third Thursday. So we did do it yesterday, but that's just because we moved the net or the in-person meeting closer to the upcoming set. So it's on the Mount Clemens repeater. The receive frequency is 147.2. The transmit frequency is 147.8. And the PL is a 100 hertz PL tone. And, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock every Thursday, except for the third Thursday typically. And, so you won't hear us this upcoming Thursday for, it's kind of a one-off. It's the fourth Thursday, but we're going to be, doing the in-person meeting. And then from this month on, the in-person meetings will move back to the third Thursday. So normally you'll hear us on the first, second, and fourth Thursdays of the month on that net. Yeah, you missed a good one last night. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, got it. Oh, well, I'm always day late and a dollar short. But I thought it was Mount Clemens, but they got two of them. They got the UFP, and then they got the WA-15-MC or something like that. I kind of checked both of those, but I got a feeling I was in the wrong time. I might have, if I remember right, I was out feeding the cats there, and when I got back in, back to the radio, it was like 7:45, so sure I missed it.
Yep. So you have the right frequency or station. It is the WAAMAC. So if next time you're looking at your chart of frequencies down there, it is the WAAMAC one. So hope to hear you on the next one in 2 weeks, like I was saying. So.
Yeah, the calendar on my phone is becoming real handy for that. I couldn't remember the time of the Michigan 1 DMR check back there, so I finally put that in the calendar there. So now it's their whole trying to remind me. So maybe I got to put that one in there, too.
This is K-E-8-W-U-O. If you joined our group, I'm not sure what county you're in, but they do send out a text message like an hour or two ahead of time, and I find that to be really helpful too, to kind of remind you and get you in the net spirit, if you will.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm over here in Oakland County, over by a little bit southwest of Pontiac.
Nice. Have you thought about joining, like, the Oakland County ARPSC? They've got a nice thing going, and there are people in Oakland County that are also members of our group, and, I think the two of them are always looking for volunteers for various different things, and so maybe Macomb County's got something going on when Oakland doesn't, and vice versa, so, we're always looking for help, so. And I'm sure they are too. We did the Dream Cruise with them, and that was a lot of fun. It's fun going out there, and they give you these vests that say like emergency radio communications or something like that, and you'll be standing out in the corner just doing eyes and ears, and people, friends of each other will walk up and they'll be roughhousing with each other, and they'll say things like, "Do you see what he did? He pushed me." And I'll grab my radio and pretend to call it in. "I'm calling in right now." Everybody gets a kick out of it, and it's just a lot of fun. It's fun. It can be fun dealing with the public and, getting out there. And so it's definitely something I'd encourage everybody to do. For me, it helps, like, especially as a relatively new ham, it gives me a reason to use my radios. We spend all this time and money and effort learning them. Might as well put it to good use. And so that's kind of why I started doing it. And I really enjoy it. It's fun. I get to use all my stuff and meet a lot of cool people along the way.
Well, I agree. And when I first got my license here, I was all gung-ho to join the get in with the Oakland County there. But then I come to find out, I took out to go to, because they were always like inviting everybody to the meetings and stuff, open to the public and all that. And then I found out they're in a building with card access only. So if you show up there for the meeting, you ain't going to get in anyway. So I thought, well, that kind of shows how interested they are in having people visit, and it seems like listening to the sets of the different things going on, our Oakland County just didn't really seem to. They exist, but they just didn't really seem to have any interest. So I kind of switched over to Wayne County and watched it all, listening to some of the others. They're kind of into it, and you guys are too. I got to say, you guys are really into it. Going there every day, it seems like when I come out here for one of my cigars, they're. I hear somebody on here at DMR talking about the upcoming this and that, the other kind of thing, and we got to do this, and we got to take it already. I'm impressed with you guys.
Yeah, well, we have a really great leadership team and a lot of really, really good, people on the group, and we're definitely, looking for people with arms wide open, and I wouldn't be too discouraged. I think that is a tough oversight, with Oakland County, when having the the keypad doors is they might not have thought of that, you know, and they might think that people will reach out online and you know, let them know they're coming, and, you know, and they might not have expected to show up to the in-person meeting. But I can't really speak for them, but I'm sure they would try to make it right if we gave them the chance. But we definitely have great leadership, so I gotta give them credit where credit's due, for sure.
So when my info's popping up there on your radio, are you getting my name and location and all that stuff too? Is it just the DMR ID that's correct, or are you not getting much of anything?
I'm just getting the incorrect DMR ID. It must not be sending over the DMR ID that you expect it to be doing. And so I don't get anything for you. Like I said, it's like a 01100397 something number. So I'm not sure where that comes from. And if that's your DMR ID, then, you know, but I think you were saying yours starts with a 300. And so I doubt that is your DMR ID. But yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't realize it. Like I said this morning when I did a quick jump here to see if this thing was actually connected or not, it popped up with my info on my own phone or my own radio here. So, yeah, it's 319-8405, so that's not good. I'll have to go check and see what's going on. When was I got my EMR ID a year or two ago, so it should have been in the other, even if it was an old database. Now it's bugging me. Something else I got to check out.
Yeah, no worries. Just so you know, I can tell you the exact EMR ID that you're coming across as. It's 01073397. So I don't know where that's coming from. I have seen some DMR IDs in the 100s, but I don't know where it's coming from. maybe it's the hotspot messing it up. Hard to say.
Yeah, thanks. I got a feeling it's the CPS, the software. I had a little bit of trouble with it yesterday. I made some changes to it, wrote it to the radio and stuff, and I come back now here and get on the radio, and the changes weren't there, and what is going on? I make the changes manually on the radio, and they're fine. They stick there, so I start to think that version of the CPS just ain't quite cut. It's kind of bug-ridden. But I guess I'll find out. I have two other versions for two other radios. CPS is kind of firmware. You know, it's connected to firmware, which I'm not used to that either. Usually you had programming software for a radio or the analog radios. And, didn't matter what the firmware was, but sure makes a difference in this.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like your radio is working just fine, and it seems like you got the programming right. It's just a small little hiccup with the radio ID. And I've noticed in my CPS, there's multiple fields that look like they would be for the radio ID. And so you just got to play with them all until you get it to work. So, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's little shooting in the dark, and eventually you hit the target, so good luck.
Yeah, thanks. When I came up here, I was feeling I should have brought the 878, the other one. It's working fine there, and I thought, I don't need it. I'll just play with this door. I could have grabbed that one and make sure that one was passing over the right info also.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I'm gonna dip out real quick. I gotta run downstairs and do a couple things. I got a meeting in a couple minutes too, so I'll be monitoring in probably like a half hour, 40 minutes. And so if you throw out your call sign, I'll let you know if it's looking any better. But you have a good rest of your day. And if I don't hear from you, 73s for now.
Hey, John, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And, I was just going to say, I got a good town there, too, as they're digging into this. It's bugging me. Have yourself a good one, and we'll catch you later. Always good talking about it. Good luck on the meeting, too. 88WOJ, I'll be clear.
WAP. Good morning, Wally. NAWRO. What's going on, sir?
Pleasant weather out there. I got my Kroger shopping done earlier this morning, and back home, got all the groceries put away. So far, a great day. How about you? I know you had your loss, and I'm sorry to hear that, Wally.
Yeah. You know, it's always bad, but this was kind of expected, so a bit better, so.
Yeah, I think I can relate. It happened for my brothers and I with our own mother in 2020, just when the pandemic was coming. But like you said, you know, it was expected. We knew it was going to happen, and it was sort of independent of that. But anyways, we can move on. Other than that, how's your day?
Pretty good. I'm going to head up for Wake, go get one of my $12 haircuts. I got to go to the bank, get some money. And then I think, you know, tomorrow we fly out. We're going to be gone for a week. And then when we come back, we're going to have the services.
It did cross my mind how the timing would work for that, but it looks like you guys got it figured out. That's good.
Yeah. Well, a couple of the family members. One had a wedding that he was standing up in. Another one also had this trip planned for, like, the last 6 months. And then the other one, it was his weekend to work, so it was kind of like everybody decided that, okay, we can put it off a week. So next weekend is the, I think it's Sunday and Monday or something of that nature. So that'll be my plans for next weekend. And then the following weekend, of course, is the set. So I was looking at the calendar this morning, making sure that I could didn't crisscross anything. So far, pretty good.
I just can't believe how fast, for me at least, September is just blowing by. Each week just seems to be going by so quick. But, yeah, you're right. It's coming right up. That's good. I don't know if you heard, but on the 23rd, you're going to be gone, of course, so have fun with that. But next Tuesday, 7 p.m., I'm going to be heading up to, and I'm going to put it out on Discord, to Aaron and Riley's ARPSC meeting up at their EOC at the airport up there. And check out and see what they're doing. That'll be nice. That'll be just 2 days before our own meeting.
Okay. Well, that'll be good. They got a pretty strong group up there, too, don't they?
Well, earlier this summer, I went up there for the regular ham meeting over the other building on that site, and they were kind enough to take me for a tour of the EOC. So I was quite impressed by their EOC, but I've never been to one of their ARPSC meetings before, so I'm not sure, you know, how many we're talking about. But, yeah, you know, we're going to check it out, and one of the guys that is right across the border, he's a prospective member of one or both of our groups. Mike, he's going to join me up there, and we'll caravan. And then Riley said Aaron said I could go ahead and post it for our group. Anybody in our group is more than welcome to attend, so I'll post it on Discord later today.
Very good. Thank you for doing that. I did talk to Paul yesterday. I don't know if I updated you on all those IDs and the crisscrossing and, you know, make sure every radio has a separate ID. Paul said some of those are spoken for because there's a lot of other radios out there that are floating around. And he's going to give me a list of which ones are available and which ones are not. I told them at this time we only need four, so because that's all we have left for available radios to put ARPSC IDs in. So each one will be separate, but Paul's on vacation until Tuesday or Wednesday. He comes back on Wednesday, and he said he'll make sure that we have four designated IDs between now and then.
Perfect. I kind of figured that was best handled going direct between you two. Good. Yeah, that'll work. Appreciate it, Wally.
Well, that's kind of like my little corner of the world, you know, for here. Everybody's got their own corner, and that one's mine. So I'll make sure it works and we don't crisscross DMRDs. It's kind of like Ghostbusters. Don't cross your swords.
It's still too early in the day to make me laugh like that. So, all right. Sounds good, sir. I'll probably be home in and out, but mostly monitoring statewide one. Have a good one, N-A-W-R-O.
Okay. When I get up north there, I'll throw my call out on the Richmond repeater. So I grab a cup of coffee or something if it fits. W-A-P.
K-R-U-H, K-A-R-U-H, monitoring.
You got it, Anthony, K-E-A-R-U-H, N-A-W-R-O, I'll copy.
Fantastic. Man, I think I know what I did. I pressed a whole lot of buttons, but now I'm going to have to rebuild this code plug because it's an old one that I've pieced together from different things, but now that I know how to work.
Lost you just at the tail end of that, but curious, are you going through Detroit, or you're in Mount Clemens?
Going through Detroit, and I'm still inside my house, but I am facing south. So, I'm impressed. I'll have to get Mount Clemens programmed in appropriately later this afternoon and give that one a try.
You're sounding good. Let's get another person out here to see if we get a third opinion. How about Darren, KF8ETQ. How copy, Anthony?
This is AHLY. Can I be of assistance?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. I was going to get to you next. I see you checked in on the list there. How are you copying Anthony?
I've got a solid Q5 copy. No problem at all. Nice and clean and clear. I'm working through my unit here. Oh, I'm not going directly into the repeater systems. I'm using base here at the house. Go ahead.
Yeah, perfectly capable feel on you, Tom. Just a few little digital beeps and burps there, so we might have to work on your signal. Anthony, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to listen one more time, but I think you've got it. So go ahead, Anthony.
But yeah, you know what? I'm going to walk outside while I'm talking to you here and see if it gets better or worse, how we're doing. But I'm pretty excited.
Well, I'm going to say it is the same. Tom, over to you. What do you think? I didn't detect any signal change. Pretty much the same. Over to Tom.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm not detecting any changes. All nice and clean and clear, nice and loud. Plenty of volume, plenty of audio, clean signal, no noise at all, go ahead.
Thank you, the audio is kind of on the outside, and I think that's probably what you're hearing. He's pretty loud. I believe he needs to turn his audio if he's going, so give it a clear.
A code plug, but at least I know now that I can take this one and use it as a sample and keep building from this, so... This is great. Thank you. This is K-A-R-U-H, and I should probably get back to work instead of scurrying around with radios. 7-3, guys. Have a great one.
Anthony, hold up for just a second. You doubled slightly with Jeff, KBA-SWR, and he took a look at what he's got to see. He said, and I agree now that I listen, you're a little hot. So if you could kind of work on that, maybe turn the mic gain down, that'd be the next step. But other than that, you got it. So I will clear as well. Tom, we'll talk later as well. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Clear.
And I think his audio is well not. When you first came in there, I think that's what you were really hearing, because I was seeing 7.6% out of loss. I guess I got to believe it's because his audio is way too hot. So watch it turn his digital mic gain down. I run mine about negative 7, so it is something to work on. Give me an SWR.
Thanks, Jeff. I will take a look at that as I'm going through some other settings and see where I can get and keep asking for feedback on that. So thank you, and I will catch up with you gentlemen later. KE8RUH.
Okay, this will be it in HLMI. I'll be clear for now. I'll be listening for a while.
In AWR, I'll clear as well, but I will be monitoring.
KE8WOJ, missed the new DMI radio there. Wondering how it's doing.
Give me an SWR.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was wondering if my dad is coming through with the digital ID, name, location, number, all that stuff.
Hey, Rick, it's Tim, NAWRO. I only see radio ID of 107-3397. No other data coming through.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Something's somewhere's going on. That's not my number. Even if you were to find him, I think the CPS software is kind of messed up. The main case is the software is ready for the radio and then come out, try it out, and the changes aren't there. All right, thank you very much. More work. Have a good day. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You as well, Rick. NAWRO.
98405. It doesn't look like I'm making it. Oh, there I am. 3198405 is what you're coming through with an ID. KVSWR, and it says Ricky, West Bloomfield.
Oh, thank you very much. That's exactly right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you just got to turn the audio down. KVSWR.
Oops, sorry about that, Rick. I'm going to have to download a new set of CSVs. Is that new, or that's the one you've had?
David, you're absolutely right. I am using a clear note, and it's been actually on the other radios I use with it. The audio has been great, I've been told. But I'll have to look into it. There is some audio adjustments I've made from there, but at least I'm getting out. I know I'm getting out, and I'm putting out the right data. So getting along, getting further along. Anyway. And then this is a new radio. I just got it yesterday. 978, Anytone, U Plus, and that works fine. I can get to the repeater. This is a D168 UV with just 5 watts, 1 or 2 watts less than the 878, and I can't get to the repeater, so I have to go through the clear note. But thank you very much, fellas. I sure appreciate it. D8WOJ.
All right, very good. Yeah, you might want to find some RF chokes to put on the power line of the your clear node, because you got the analog hum coming through. So there's something else you might want to look into. But anyways, you're doing good. So I'll talk to you later. KFETA.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it, man. The new engine, I just got the clear note 2 months ago, and it came with the choke on it, a nice, nice one there. And I have noticed I figured what denote I was done with the sweet spot stuff with HDs and the analog. And apparently not, because I notice when I'm sitting on the board here, I move around kind of thing, the hum shows up, and I move a little this way, the hum disappears. Just one little thing after another to change. I sure appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, that audio is absolutely horrible to listen to, so you definitely need to get the audio fixed or not use that radio because it's horrible. Keep it up, Stubby.
How about this one? Is this any better? This is the 878.
Yeah, that one's definitely better. Still a little hot, but not nowhere near what the other one was.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I work on both of them. Take it easy, guys. Have a great day. Catch you later. K-E-A-W-O-J.
Yeah, I can tell you backed away from the mic, but it's still got the loud characteristics, so it helps with your audio, but the characteristics still there, but nothing like the other radio was, so. Good luck. Keep it up, Stubier.
Any VDQ monitoring, Speedbug 1.
Says I get it. WIPD. Yep, we gotcha.
All right. Yeah, the reason for the color code is because frequencies, talk groups, right word verbiage, talk groups share time slots. So as we're talking on this one, we tie up 5-3 and 5-5. So if somebody were to try to talk on top of that, it would mess the conversation up. So if it's a color code, you would get a channel dizzy. So that's the reason for setting it up that way. And then the other reason for setting it up that way, my disease, just start talking and somebody else talks. And that way you'll know it'll say channel dizzy, and that means, oops, Wally messed up.
So, Anthony, while I'm talking right now, go ahead and key the mic and see if you get a reject, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, let me know, Anthony.
Yeah, I did. I don't know, are you guys getting me? I was in my basement. I got a phone upstairs.
No, you got a good signal, as far as I know. Wally, you got a good signal, right?
Yeah, dead hot, but good signal. And like I said, I can't really judge the scars. As you know, a cheap car, kind of noisy, and all I have with me is a handy talkie. So I don't have any real radio, and I'm at the it is telling me channel busy, so looks like I have that, and I just got to work on my my mic being hot, and I should be good to go.
Correct, and that was KV8SWR Jeff from Central Michigan that kind of guides us here, because he's looking at his dashboard, and he's very helpful, so he's also on Discord, too. Anthony, on the ARPFC Discord as well. So, sounding good. Glad you made it. I'm going to jump out, guys. NAWRO. Go ahead, Wally, if you're still with us.
Hey, I'm heading towards the office. I have to do a couple of proposals for a bail. Make it look like I work today. Something other than radio. Oh, I hate it. Go ahead, Anthony. I'm at Marine City Highway, I-94.
Cool, yeah, we do still need to talk, Wally. I got a couple of 75, XBR 7550Es that I need to go to.
You just use Depot and repush the firmware to it. Back up the tuning data, and I use Depot and then just repush the firmware to it, and then it'll be like the radio from the factory.
Once I get the Motorola software loaded on my new computer and everything, I may ask you for some pointers on that again, but that's cool if it's that easy. That's good.
Yeah, glad to help. I really shouldn't put it.
All right, I'm going to get back to work like you. I have to pretend like I did something other than program and play with radios today. So I will catch up with you soon. This is K-8-R-U-H.
WAPD, clear. CYNU monitoring statewide 1. Hey, Dave, NHWRO. Just thinking about throwing my call out for you.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
So I spoke with Aaron, and their meeting is Tuesday, 7 p.m. up at the airport. And I got the one guy that is a borderline guy, you know, might be both clubs. He has to decide which one he wants. Sorry, both groups. But I was going to post on Discord, you know, Aaron said that more the merrier. You know, everybody can come up. So I just, some of the new guys might want to join. I didn't know if you had Tuesday night free, if you're interested.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tuesdays for me, I'm Oregon, and so for me to actually get out there, it's not painful, but definitely take good notes and see how they do things. It's probably a good thing to see how they run things.
Very good. That's what I was going to mention. I'll make sure I'll give you a briefing afterwards. Other than that, I think we're all good. I'll send you something in command about last night's net, but we're all good with that.
Okay. Yeah, I touched base with Mike, so Mike's up on what happened, and you know, obviously not a big deal. We'll probably cover some things here in the next meeting, in-person meeting here, but I heard it went well, and you and John did an awesome job, so looking forward to it. Hopefully get you guys on the list to do it again.
Appreciate it, Dave, and I hope everything went well at your event yesterday.
Well, it went. I mean, yesterday was the rehearsal, and then I got to go back out to Plymouth again tonight for another event, and then back out to Plymouth again tomorrow, because tomorrow's the actual wedding, but I'll be happy when the mother-in-law is not in town.
Oh, man, second time somebody made me laugh today. All right, sounds good, Dave. We'll talk later then, I guess. NHWRO after you, sir.
Sounds good there, Tim. Reach out if you need anything. I do have this radio on, and I'll be monitoring throughout the evening. So, need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. 73 KYNU, monitoring.
KEAWUO, statewide 1.
KYNU, monitoring statewide 1.
K8EPL on statewide 1.
KE8EPL, this is NAWRO, North Macomb County. How copy, Eric? This is Tim here. KE8EPL, KE8EPL, NAWRO, how copy? Well, you were coming in really good when you first tried it, but that last one was all digital. Why don't you try again? NAWRO.
NAWRO, K8EPO, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, that one was much better. Yeah, I see you're quite a bit up north there, so good copy.
Roger that. And what was your name again?
Name here, Tango India Mike. I'm in North Macomb County. And, yeah, unfortunately, you are going digital every now and then, so I'm not sure how you're copying me. Go ahead.
I copy you just fine. I'm on statewide 1 here in Genesee County, and hitting off the Flint repeater. So that's the repeater I'm using. A little bit new to DMR, just sitting outside here, chit-chatting here with you, and having a relaxing evening.
Well, me as myself as well, that came over real nice. And yeah, I'm not, I'm a bit of a novice myself for DMR. And we're down here in Macomb County, we're of course on the Mont Clemens repeater. although there's a couple others we're thinking about putting in just to have, I guess, redundancy, if you will. But, yep, I'm looking at the Central Michigan sheet right now, and I see which machine you're going into. So, well, that last one was a good signal. I'm still in the shack, and I got the door wall open, so it's getting a little cool down here. And I still can't believe it that we got some trails out back, and the leaves are actually starting to fall. It's just like, well, summer went by fast. Back over to you, N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, roger that, K-A-T-E-P-L. Yeah, it looks like my radio has to be updated with the call signs again, because all I have is your ID number, and that's okay, it's a good deal, but I don't have it. Your call sign programmed into my radio, so that's why I was asking for your call sign again, but I got it now, K-A-T-E-P-L.
Yes, sir, that was the trouble I was having just about a couple of weeks ago. I finally just broke down and paid a little money for that radio ID subscription. Don't need to do that, but it does make downloading the CSV files in the format you need so much easier. But there are other ways to do it, too. But, yeah, I guess we're learning. We have to keep the database, up to date. Otherwise, yeah, it's not in there, I guess. There may be other reasons, perhaps. I don't know, because we had another person here that, for some reason, he was registered, and it just wasn't showing up on my radio either. So not quite sure. I think we're in the same boat. Don't quite know everything about it, but it sure is fun to learn. Back over to you. K-A-E-P-L, perhaps I lost you on that last one. Go ahead.
This is K-8-E-P-L. Yeah, I wasn't able to get in the repeater quite readily. I had to wait for it to open up. I apologize.
No worries. Happens down here, too. There's some little nuances to get used to on this DMR. And, hey, we're all learning together. It's a great deal. Try again.
Yeah, I don't know which radio you have, but my radio, I have an Olinko handheld, and if I don't hit the repeater or if I don't open up, it'll do like a timeout where I just don't get the response back. So it happens. K-A-E-P-L.
So I got a relatively new radio to me. It's a Kinect Systems 800D, and currently I'm using it as a base station, but for our simulated emergency test, I work for the ARPIS group here in Macomb. I'm going to, of course, be putting it in my car, so it does double duty. But, yeah, still getting used to mine, and, it seems like every brand still has a different nuance to it, like The Central Michigan folks told us to make sure that we have talker alias turned off. So that might be something just to double check. Talker alias must be off. And then for transmit, it should be color code free. So a couple of things I learned just the last couple of weeks that those are the preferred settings. Over to you.
Roger that. What color code are you using?
So I'm looking at the chart in Central Michigan. As far as I know, all color codes are one. Number one, we're, of course, on talk group 5-1, and that's slot one. But what it is the somewhere in the radio, there's a, and every brand has a different label for it, but the TX permit could be just always. So some radios call that impolite. And then the other is channel free. The frequency would be free. But what they're saying is the third option, and that's color code free. So as long as nobody's transmitting on that particular color code that we're on, which is one, then you would be allowed to transmit. So basically, while I'm talking right now, do something that you would never do, is key your mic and see if your radio gives you a, you know, like sort of like a bonk, like, nope, you can't do that, we're not allowing. But if you can key over me, then you probably don't have the code set right. So I'll give it a second, and I will turn it back over to you now.
Roger, I was coming from the different angle where it has to have like a handshake between the radio and the repeater, and I wasn't able to get that handshake at first there for a minute.
So I would be curious of how far are you away from the antenna, the tower?
I think it was the antenna where I had the radio position. I think that's what the issue was.
Well, it certainly could be with an HT, you know, just distance. You know how it is. There, you've been dealing with it for a little bit here. There's so many different possibilities. But, I don't know, between you and me, I like figuring it out. That's the fun thing. And at one point we get it, I don't know, I guess the word would be optimized to where it's working good. So, well, I wish you good luck with it, but I heard you throw your call out. I didn't want it to go unanswered. So you have a great evening, and I imagine it might get a little cool out there tonight, so stay warm. This is November 8th Whiskey Romeo Oscar, North Macomb, Richmond. I'll be signing out after your final. Go ahead.
Roger that. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. 73 is from K8EPL.
K8OAX monitoring statewide 1. K8OAX monitoring statewide 1.
W8PD. W8PD. TG8H, testing.
Go away, go away. Yes, Juliet. Stand by on speed bike one. W8WOK, Rich, stand by on speed bike one.
TG8H, testing.